Who would have thought, just a few decades ago, that today we would have instant access to all the knowledge, all the books and music, all the movies and radio programmes in the world whilst walking down the street? Who would have thought that we would be able to chat to a friend thousands of miles away while sitting in a local coffee shop, when 20 years ago a cordless landline telephone was considered a technological miracle? You might not notice, but we are in the middle of a digital revolution. Everywhere we turn, we are surrounded by inconceivable bits of technology that have changed everything. While we enjoy the advantages brought by technology, let us step back and think about the side effects it has brought. Has the digital revolution made us better off, or is it the other way round? Improvement in technology has benefited the world's economy by introducing automation and enhancing the development of new industries. Over the past few decades, many mid-skilled jobs, such as production line jobs and other routine tasks, have been replaced by computers. Many countries and cities, such as Hong Kong, have shifted to a more knowledge-based economy. While some industries have shrunk, high-tech industries have made a rise, and there are more computer engineers and web designers compared to 30 years ago. Each year, the IT industries make billions of dollars and create immense job opportunities around the globe. These companies include Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Google, and Instagram. Not only have technological advances made production effective, but they have also made everything more convenient and accessible than ever before. With the internet, smartphones and tablets, we can connect, share our ideas with others, and have access to information anywhere, anytime we like. The internet has answers to almost every question in the world. The information available to us is no longer limited by the number of books we can fit in the physical space of a library. Technology is the unprecedented catalyst for all our social, practical, and essential needs as human beings living in the 21st century, now that using smartphones and individual tablets has become a daily activity with almost everyone in the developed world. But as we embrace the latest technological advances, we must also examine and question the negative aspects of the gadgets and devices that surround us. People, especially the younger generation, have become more adept at using new technologies. But in the meantime, their social skills have declined due to the increased use of the gadgets. In a study conducted by the University of California, students who spent hours each day using their electronic devices were found to perform worse at reading emotions than those who did not even take a glance at the devices. The study proved that human interaction cannot be replaced by interaction with a smartphone. Even though we use our gadgets for social interaction, we're spending less time developing social skills and learning to read body language and other non-verbal cues. An overuse of mobile phones and tablets hinders face-to-face communication and stunts our development in the real world. Eventually, we'll become isolated from others. The word addiction is bandied around a lot when it comes to technology. People are becoming more dependent on their gadgets. This is not a healthy sign for either the mind or the body. Research carried out by Columbia University revealed that frequent use of web search engines could cause damage to one's memory by changing the way one learns and stores information. Subconsciously, our brains do not store data as we used to because information is readily available nowadays, given the rise of powerful search engines such as Google. Another research shows that using digital devices for prolonged periods can cause depression, anxiety, and physical afflictions such as headaches, neck strains, and backaches. While it is true to say that the world is more connected than it has ever been with the widespread use of social media and gadgets, problems arise when these devices are abused. Cyberbullying has been a topic of debate since Facebook and Twitter appeared. In the 21st century, bullying has moved out of the playground to cyberspace, and the problem has been aggravated as social networking has become more popular amongst teenagers. According to a survey, 9 out of 10 interviewed secondary school students had witnessed cyberbullying. Bullies spread vicious rumours online about their classmates, post offensive posts on the victims' walls, and share pictures or videos to make fun of others. Such acts push the victims out of the social network, leaving them a world filled with embarrassment and shame. The victims are made public and put under tremendous pressure. There have been several news reports about teenagers committing suicide after being cyberbullied. This goes to show that the media can be very destructive. All things considered, it appears that the benefits brought by digital revolution do not offset its bad influences, at least not for now. We cannot and should not try to deny that technology is there all around us. How we use it is a question we must address. Technology is a double-edged sword, and human nature is the determining factor of whether technology produces more good than harm. We should not blame technology for our own personal lack of discipline when it comes to understanding the difference between using a device for positive purposes and harmful purposes. Enlightened users of technology should think critically and be careful while taking pleasure in playing with gadgets.